Hey.
First of all, congratulations with the release of your new baby. How do you feel today?
Thank you. Yeah, I feel I'm very happy. People are being very lovely about it, so that makes me feel good.
Were you feeling excited before about the responses?
Yeah, they've been lovely. I mean, I really, you know, I wrote this song in LA last year, and yeah, so for me, this has come out relatively quickly in terms of from writing to releasing. And yeah, I think it's just you hope that the music that resonates with you, which is, you know, where that comes from, you know, in the heart at the beginning, you know, resonates with other people. And so that seems to be the case. So just trying to continue spreading the word.
So but is that some sort of process that you liked, like from creating to releasing in a very quick way, or is still the old-fashioned way in creating an entire album or EP and then releasing it after a couple of months or so?
Yeah, for me, I focused more on EPs and singles because I think, you know, to release albums now is kind of really a little bit of a privilege to be able to do that, because I think, you know, they are hugely expensive to make, and then you can't necessarily give every track on there the limelight that it possibly, you know, that it maybe deserves. And so for me, I really the one thing I do love about releasing singles is that they get heard in their entirety. And, you know, if you want to release a single every month, it's possible to do that and to keep your fans engaged. Yeah.
So to start off, for me, the adventure with your music began in Amsterdam 2018 when you were supporting David Ryan Harris. So from that moment onwards to today.
Yeah, so that was a lovely evening. It was, I think that we were at Paradiso in Amsterdam,
correct.
And it was a really special evening. And yeah, since then, I actually went over to the States where my management's based, and I spent 4 months recording and writing, and I toured with another artist, a wonderful artist called Fatai, over about 15 cities all across the East and the West Coast of the States, which was truly wonderful. And then I did my own shorter sort of headline tour, which was LA, Chicago, New York, and Nashville. And and then I spent 3 months in Los Angeles just focusing on writing, and it was really a fantastically wonderful time. And then, you know, came back to the UK and have just been focusing on writing more music. And yeah, I write music for other artists also, and sort of do a bit of I've had songs that have been used in TV shows, and I sing on adverts sometimes, so it's kind of a bit multifaceted what I do.
Yeah, so about the new song, How Do I Live With The Blues, it felt for me like I just found a note saying one word, bye. Like, my special person left the house, and after an hour or so, feeling paralyzed, I start to question everything that has happened and how to pick up from that moment in your life. That's the story I got from your song. But when you wrote it, was that something similar?
It was actually completely different, which is why, you know, the power of music, I love, you know, that you can have this air of ambiguity about it and let people, you know, listen to it and to be able to relate it to their own story. I think as important as it is for artists to express how they feel, the people that listen to it really need to be able to identify with certain parts of it. And so for me, it was more related to loss and losing someone.
I did my research, of course, before we called, and I figured out something very interesting when you toured around in Europe with Jake Isaac. And I quote, "My favorite venue was in Holland, Rotterdam in particular. So I feel really flattered because Radio Capelle is under the smoke of Rotterdam. It's my hometown." What did you love about it?
You know what? I think it was, you know, when you go out on tour with another artist and you're the support act, your expectation for kind and a loving reception from the audience is pretty low, just, you know, because often people are still, you know, grabbing dinner or something before they come and see the headliner, because everyone, you know, used to go to work.
Yep.
And I just remember standing on that stage and the room just being so full, and just the applause that people were giving me. You know, I was treated there as if I was the headliner, or, you know, as if we were equal, and that really just made me feel so incredibly special, because there is this element of feeling, you know, for the people that do turn up to watch the support act, that you have so much to prove to them, and you just feel so relieved when you have a wonderful reception and you see, you know, a room full of people that have never heard your music before, who really, you know, are seemingly connecting with it and falling in love with something about the songs that you write. Yeah. So, you know, that really was a really truly memorable evening.
Do you know what venue it was, by the way, in Rotterdam?
Oh, my day.
Was it Rotterdam?
Oh, it was, oh, yes, I think it was. I'm so bad, because I toured over Europe a little bit, and I...
It's about 400 people, about.
Yes. It would have been around that sort of capacity, yeah.
It's like
no,
a bar.
No, I think it's Rotown. I think it's Rotown.
You must see my face right now, because I'm so proud of my Rotterdam, and that the people my people are so supportive of your music.
And I'm very grateful to them. I'm hoping at some point, you know, we'll be back out on the road when it's safe, and I'd love to come back.
Yeah, well, you have to come back, and whenever you do, please feel welcome to. Let me know, let us know, and come to the studio as well for a live chat and meet us in person, because yeah, I really can't wait for anything more to come. And I have a little surprise for you, because How Do I Live With The Blues is going to be track of the week at Radio Capella.
Oh, thank you so much.
So we are going to play it the entire week, day in, day out, during the morning show and the afternoon show. And we will play it every day and tell the people that they have to listen to more of your music. Because, yeah, you've been around for some years now.
Oh, that's a wonderful gift. Thank you so much. That's really, that's so lovely to hear.
Let's hope you can get on tour very, very quickly, and please come back to Rotterdam whenever you have a spare moment.
I promise I will. I can't wait. Oh, thank you so much for that. That's really wonderful to hear.
Love and all its scars mount up around me now, my disappearing heart. How does the light dawn all along? How does the day no more, knowing that you're gone? How do I live with the blues? How do I accept the truth? How do I wake and try to live this kind of new? I never got to say goodbye. God tell the truth. How do I wake and try to live this kind of new. I'll never ever be the same.